You're listening to the Broadway Vlogs podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Claire.
Today, I'm joined by Hailey and Elena from the touring company of Dear Evan Hansen.
I'm here with the fabulous ladies of Dear Evan Hansen on tour. You two, well, why don't you introduce yourselves? Tell me what you do, what your job is in the show.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Elena Anderson, and I understudy Zoe and Alana.
I'm Hailey Ferrier, and I also understudy Zoe and Alana.
The lovely Zolana. Okay, so this is actually not my first time interviewing a Zoe on the thing, because we've had Mallory on the vlog.
I never met Mallory, but we've heard good things. Nice.
So you guys, well, we just talked about this. You guys are graduating. You're also on a tour. So tell me a little bit about that, because I've actually not had anyone, I don't think, on the vlogs that is like simultaneously doing things at the same time.
You're doing things.
I go to coffee shops and I say that I'm a student and they're like, wow, you're on a tour and you're doing, and I'm like, yeah,
totally.
No, I graduated last May, so almost a year ago from Elon, but you are like, it's crazy.
Well, I finished my last semester of school last fall, basically. So like, the only overlap I had was November, basically, when we were doing tech and stuff like that for the relaunch of the tour, mm-hmm. which is a little crazy. So it was
and
sort
in
of,
New York a little bit. We were rehearsing in New York.
Yeah. So basically November through like mid-December, I was sort of trying to juggle classes and doing this, and it required a lot of flexibility on both ends, for which I'm very, very grateful. But right now, I'm free of school. I'm done with finals, so all I really have to do is get myself to the graduation ceremony in 2 weeks.
Wow!
Yeah.
That's so cool.
But definitely, it was a lot of craziness. It was a lot of juggling. A lot of it was due to my super great teachers who let me like take finals remotely and do remote classes and stuff like that. But
yeah,
would not necessarily
pandemic
recommend.
Things. I'm sure that was helpful.
That's true. The pandemic paved the way. Like having Zoom University as a thing that already existed definitely made that so much easier.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, congratulations on like being done. It's so
we were doing like tech in Greensboro, our first stop. It was
she's seen me at some
stop.
Low points.
Writing a thesis in our physical therapy room, and I was like, I'm gonna join you and just like sleep on this table. And she's like, in between scenes. It was crazy. And during shows. Wow.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about swinging, because you swing two tracks, and you've both gotten to go on for both tracks multiple times, which is very exciting. And I'm excited together. So tell me a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh, we actually went on together last night.
Yeah.
After I did like a week of, I did like six shows as Alana because Sierra was on vacation. And you did
I got
Sunday.
A cute two shows
yeah,
as Alana.
Yeah, we have a 3-4 split. So most of the time I'm going on as Alana. I'm like the first to call. And then most of the time she'll be going on as Zoe. Mm-hmm. And if she does, what is it, six shows? Then I'll do the rest
then
of them
switch.
That week. So yeah, that's how our split works, because I know that's a thing that people wonder about a lot, but
I know it's different for like different roles, and I'm sure for different shows, but for us, that's definitely.
Yeah, we did like the whole rehearsal process. They split it up pretty evenly, and then at the end we had like a meeting and they let us know like which way they wanted us to lean. And since then, it's just like whenever Sierra calls out, Javon calls me.
Hey, kiddo.
Might
you got
a lot. Yeah, we have this impression of Javon, our stage manager. Hey, kiddo, you got a lot in you tonight? You think you can do it for us? We'll be like, oh, gee, Javon.
I sure hope I can.
But yeah, that's basically how it works. He can call us. Like yesterday, he called me at like 1 for a 7:30 show. But then there's also moments where like you can go on mid-show.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah.
A few months ago, we had a mid-show swing on, which is a little spicy.
She was like painting the wall mural for the theater.
Oh, yeah.
We think you're going to be going on after intermission. And sure enough, she finished that wall tag, got her like little ingenue half down hairdo on, and did act two. And it was great.
It
was stunning. And then the next day, I was doing my
Zoe debut.
Because she had already done like 5 or 6 shows. 5.5, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like to keep us on our toes, is what
it is. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's what theater is, right?
Live theater. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about, so obviously you do both tracks. Do you have one that you are like, that you like better, or one that you feel closer to as like you yourself?
I'm more comfortable doing Zoe just by virtue of like having done it more, and I'm more like, well, right. This is my body. But I love them both. Doing Alana is so fun. She's so popular.
I never get sent the odds.
Like they're both, they're just like, they're so challenging and fulfilling in such different ways that getting to do both is so fun. It's so good for your brain. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's good to flex any.
Oh my god! What? Why am I so sorry?
Wait, put it on work mode.
I'm gonna put it on do not disturb. So sorry. So popular.
It wasn't even Javon.
I know, it was a random number from Florida. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I got a random call from California this morning. An answer, oh, yeah. But I was like,
is it like Hollywood? Callback? Is it
Hollywood, are you here? I know, right?
What about you?
Yeah, I agree. It's nice to do both. I would say in the beginning we were like, personality-wise, I think I'm more Zoe. I have like the guitar going for me, and then she was saying she was Alana. And then we always like to talk about how like Alana is so detail oriented, her character, but also like the track of Alana is so detail oriented because it's like lines that don't really go off the other person because she's not a person to listen to other people. So like cues are far and in between. We do our best. We're like speaking to a blank void for most of the show. A lot of our scenes are like get to this number and speak and leave.
And then there's like run to this number, like sprint to this number in the dark.
Sprint in the dark, and then blink, a light will be on you and everyone will see what you're doing. But then Zoe's like
you ride
really
the scum.
Listening. Yeah, I you're like side saddled the entire show, and I live for that as well. So whenever I go on as Zoe, I'm like not stressed. It's like, oh, I get to listen to the Evans and see what they do. Especially since most of the time I'm going on as Zoe, like someone's sick or maybe a couple people are sick, so I'm going on with like a different Evan every time.
Evan,
I'm
yeah.
So I really just like to see what the boys do. Like I've only gotten to go on with each of them a couple times, so going on with them each time is kind of new, and I just kind of live in the moment.
Mm-hmm. It seems like their tracks are like very much like themselves. Alana's just all over the place, and Zoe's up here just like smoking a cigarette, like on the bed, just like chilling. Yeah.
I applaud them for finding people that can do both and like do it well. Like every night when I'm seeing us like switch from both tracks, it's like, okay, yeah, work. It's giving versatility.
And a lot of the times we are switching because like a lot of times we're going on, it's like a week where somebody's on vacation and then also somebody calls out sick. And
yeah,
so
that happens a lot. Usually, yeah. I think it's only one time that I haven't gone on as Zoe and Alana in a week, and that was like my debut. But every other time I think I've like expected to go on as Alana and then something has happened and I've gone on as Zoe as well.
Yeah.
So once again, they like to keep us on our toes.
Nice. It's nice to like, it makes the tour life fun and it adds to it. So Hailey, I have known about you for longer than you've known about me via the TikTok, via the interweb.
Oh yes.
And I just want to say it was so interesting when everyone was like posting about their Dear Evan Hansen journey, and yours was one that like kind of showed up every now and then, and then
blew up that like one
that one like really did well, and I was like, ooh, who is this person? And then you were cast and I was like, oh my god. So fun. But it's been fun like watching you and like this like group of like musical theater TikTok creators that have like Tommy Kaiser, like seeing him go off on like do Rent, and like Alyssa Ray is obviously off doing her thing and everything like that. It's like
you don't realize how small the theater world is until you like go on an app like TikTok where the algorithm is so specific and you're seeing like the same people over and over. Like Tommy Kaiser and I did, well, I think it might have started with the like the Tyler Kappa TikTok.
Yeah,
And all of us were kind of like looped together because it was all the people that were posting all the time, and like he was seeing us a lot, and I think that helped a lot with like the final results of the competition. But it was like Tommy might have been in it, or Alyssa was in it, and just a lot of people that I ended up like doing Link with, the Link Intensive with the Growing Studio. And then like Tommy and I did Broadway World together. So like all of those people I'm just like seeing go up, and like our journeys are kind of like matching each other in different ways. So yeah, it's cool to have that like little community, especially like in the beginning of the pandemic when we were all in quarantine. It was nice to have little safe space for all of us to just like post since we weren't performing.
Yeah. It was fun following everyone's journey. I was like, ooh, are they going to do it? Are they going to make it? Are they going to like get the call back? Are they going to do it? And that was, yeah, that was really fun to follow.
American Idol.
American Idol, yeah.
Like truly. And it's cool to also see like everyone's truly doing their own thing. Like when people talk about different journeys and like the timelines, like Tommy's like way younger than me. Alyssa's way younger than me, like just a baby. And she's like doing her singing thing, but then like also still into the music theater, Broadway scene. So it's cool to just like see everyone really sticking to what they know and what they like to do.
Yeah. It's been exciting. It's been so interesting. Like social, like musical theater, social media is like wild.
My friend Kara at Elon, she posted like a couple videos being like, I don't know how, but I hope I get invited to the Tonys to do like something social media related. And someone like took her, she posted like a video about it, but like that may be in fruition. Someone was like, oh my gosh, I want to like talk to you about this, was just like really interested in the idea of it. So, like, just, like, manifesting that music theater becomes, like, a widely spread thing that can be, like, recognized and awarded and just, like, represented more in, like, social media, but also, like, award shows and things like that. It's crazy, like, how much power we have now.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, you and I wouldn't know each other if it wasn't for social media, to be quite honest, because the only reason I know you is because I, like, swiped up on your DM that one day, so...
Yeah. Like posted a thing and I was like, I need a reader, and now you're like my friendship. Reader. That's friendship. All the time. Truly, like my go-to.
Oh my god. No, yeah, it's fun. Okay, so Elena.
Elena, so much.
You're like an artiste, like in the actual arts.
Yeah. A little bit. A little bit is a treat sometimes.
I dabble. Tell me, like, is that just, like, a hobby of yours, or?
Yeah, very much just a hobby. I mean, like, when I was younger and stuff, like I was in, like, art class in elementary school, but it wasn't really until I got here and finished school and I had time for hobbies again that I started to get back into it. But it's been so fun, like, getting to, like, post that kind of stuff and getting to do other stuff. Like, I got to do the wall tag in the theater a few times and stuff like that. There isn't really a lot to tell there.
We just have
hobby.
So much time.
There are a lot of crafty girls backstage. Yeah. Have you seen Hailey's crocheting?
Yes.
Our balaclava industry. A whole factory. My God.
If you want a balaclava, let me know. Nathan from the Broadway show of Dear Hansen, he came in and was like, yeah, I think I want one. And I made like the best balaclava I've made.
So good.
Attached picture. I'm going to put it on social media. I don't know.
Yes.
Then we just have a lot of time.
Yeah. We have a lot of knitters. And, like, obviously I'm really big into journaling. We have a few other, Tahira, who plays the cello in our band, she's really big into junk journaling. So she, like, hand-makes her own journals.
Mm-hmm. And uses, like, recycled materials.
Yeah, she'll use, like, COVID test box and things like that. So we have a little, like, stationery exchange going on, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I find, like, cute things, like, people will be like, oh, that's trash. I'm like, oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
You don't know.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, baby. I'm like, Tahira, I got you something. Yeah.
People don't realize how much, like, free time have, like, when you're doing the thing, especially as a swing. I mean.
That's the thing. It's, like, it's a wonderful job. And it's so exciting to travel and getting to explore these cities. But also sometimes you want to rest and not be out. Yeah. And so it's nice to have things that you can do that are restful during the show and just during the day.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people realize, like, how exhausting, like, traveling can be. Especially, like, on our contract, it's, like, 1 weekers, which is warm. I think that's more of a, like, pandemic thing. Shows coming back not knowing, like, if they'll shut down fast. But
although there are some shows, obviously, that, like, we'll do like one or two nights in a city and then leave. So compared to that, they're incredibly lucky.
That's also a thing. That is a
spectrum. But yeah.
But yeah, we have these 1 weeker sit downs instead of like other tours can sometimes have like 2 weeks or like I know next contract there are like 1 monthers kind of. But yeah, it's just a lot of taking care of yourself and like resting your body your mind. Like, you want to be physically and mentally prepared to go on whenever.
Especially with the show.
Yeah. I mean, we were both on last night. And, like, if someone had COVID, like,
the show would be done. It would be done.
Like, if one of us was out, like, we wouldn't have gone on. Like, I didn't know that Javon, our stage manager, had called her yesterday at, like, 11. And then he called me at 1 and was like, hey, I need Alana tonight.
And he called her before I called back because I slept in.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, if I had said no, like, what would we have done? Like, we would have had no choice.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a high priority of ours to rest and take care of ourselves. So you'll see us backstage, like, headphones in, crocheting or something.
Napping.
Yeah.
In the PT room.
Yeah.
Lots of naps. But, like, Super Swings are, like, y'all are amazing. And we have, even in my production, my little, like, it's not little, it's a very large production, but my college production that we're doing right now, like, we had opening night. Well, actually, it was the day before opening night. It was our second preview. And one of our leads tested positive. Yeah. So our opening night, we had someone going on for the first time.
How
exciting
is that?
Wild.
Terrifying.
Oh, so, yeah. A lot happened.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah. It's head over heels, right? You're doing head over heels? That's so fun.
It's a fun show. We close this week, which is, like, crazy. It'll be weird, like, not having things to do.
Right.
Post-show depression is so real.
Yeah.
Well, and it's weird because, like, I think I won't have time to think about it until I finish my Les Mis audition. Did I tell you about that? Oh. I have a Les Mis audition, like, next week. So I'm going for the tour. Thanks. So I'm finishing the show on Saturday. We strike on Saturday. I leave Monday night. My audition's on Tuesday, and then I fly back so I can be here for, like, my last college class ever.
Oh my God.
And then I graduate that weekend. We'll see. I actually don't know Les Mis. It's, like, one of the shows that I've never listened to.
Learn.
Yeah. So I'm like, here we go. Now I have to learn it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
I'm relaxed.
So, you've been many a place on tour. Do you have a favorite place that you've been?
Oh, I know.
Providence.
It's Providence, Rhode Island. She showed up and showed out. I was like, at the end of the week, I was like, I am enrolling at Brown.
Pretty easy looking at apartment.
Literally, it was so cute. Oh my God, that whole week. So Nathan from Broadway was in, so we had, like, new energy for a couple of weeks.
But it was Claire Rankin, who was our Cynthia. Yes. It was her last week, and so that was really emotional.
Oh my God.
She's on to bigger, better things, but we just partied her last night, and it was really, really lovely.
Yeah, oh my gosh, we went out to, like, a wine bar? Yeah. Is that what we went? Yeah. We all just, like, sat outside. It was cold, so we went in eventually, but we were...
Because it was very crowded, so we were like, whoa. Yeah. I don't want to get COVID, so
we hung out outside for a bit. It was fun. It was
a good
We
night.
Don't have a lot of, like, crazy nights on tour because we have, like, our travel day is our day off. So
day off, yeah.
Usually we rest, but sometimes we get to party and, like, have fun. But yeah, Providence is really cute. There were, like, a bunch of shops and walking distance, and the theater was really close. We went horseback riding, like, 10 minutes away, me, Nathan, and, like, one of our SMs that was in for a few weeks. And it was just a lovely time. The weather was great. It was cute.
Yeah.
I'll have to go to Rhode Island. I've never been. I've not, like, been anywhere in the world ever. So
you can recommend touring.
Touring.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you do it. Well, I've talked to many people who have toured, and they're like, you go to places that you would have never even thought to have gone to. And, like, it's great. It's, like, a wonderful time that you went. But, like, any other, like, I wouldn't have gone.
I know.
This random place in Washington State.
Right.
You know, unless I had done the tour, so.
Yeah. Well, I always feel like, I can see myself living here. Like, if Broadway wasn't only in New York, or if regional theaters weren't a thing.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell the TV falling on my head story? I've had that request.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, yes.
I was TikTok. I feel like I only should explain it, because I posted that TikTok. I've posted a couple TikToks about
it. I saw the TikTok about it. I remember seeing that, and I think I commented. And I was like, what happened?
It was my first, like, all the way through Alana. And it's like, you don't really know the track until you go into the show. Like, we had, like, rehearsals and stuff. But we were doing, like, our first full run through as the show, and I was Alana, and I was like, wow, this is, like, going great. And I get to You Will Be Found, and I'm like, yeah, this is my pattern, and it's like a very specific pattern. If you're off by like a foot, which is what happened to me, like you will get hit.
we have spikes on the stage that are painted, right, but they're incredibly hard to see under, yeah, the lights. Like it's incredible. See, literally last night I was walking on stage and I was like scouting them out.
It's hard. People don't realize how dark this show is. We are like squinting in the side. If you ever see us like looking down, like it's because we're looking for our spikes in either You Will Be Found or Waving.
Because it's just like one like flight. That's it. There's nothing else.
That's what makes it specific. So like if we're not on it, you can tell. So I'm like doing my path. I'm like, yeah, I'm worrying about getting to my spike, which is like, that was in my mind. But I have like a path. Basically we snake through and all of these TVs on, we call them sticks, TVs on like big metal like sticks
are coming up,
panels are moving, we're all like running in these little ant patterns, and the TV came down like full force on my head, well not full force, because as soon as I felt it, I was like, ah! And I didn't yell, I was like singing, I was like, yeah, we're coming, and I fully dropped it like it was hot. Got back up, was scrunching because Alana never stops. And I looked at Matthew Kemp, who was my like rehearsal Evan, and we were all both like, and I just kept going. It was like adrenaline. I was like, "You will be found, come first." I don't know why that was my priority. We kept going for like 10 seconds, and then Javon was like, "Hold." Like he sounded so confused. He was like, "Is she okay?" Like, oh my god, like pounds and pounds of weight just came down her head. He was like, "Oh, hold." Expected. I was fine. The crew was like, she's what here. Happened?
She made like, it. No, I was going to say, she's alive. She made it.
Yeah. The next day, I made my Alana debut, so.
And you learned to not, you made sure that you didn't get hit in the head with a TV.
Do I, like, PTSD, like, check and see if the TV is coming down on me every show? Maybe. Yeah. I think we all have our thing like that. Alessandro talks about putting his lines in Braille on his backpack because one time he forgot his lines. Yeah, we all have those little moments, but we come out alive.
We do it. Again, that's live theater, you know?
Yeah, the joy of live theater.
Well, thank you for sitting and chatting with me about your tracks and Dear Evan Hansen. And I don't, where are you right now? You're in Michigan right now.
Grand Rapids.
Going all over the place still. You still have more stops to go.
It's still harder to come, but I love Grand Rapids. It's actually very cute so far.
We walked the theater.
It's really cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice when you can like walk straight to the theater.
Yeah, I like it. They say Uber. They said Uber on our thing, but it's close
like,
enough to
walk. It's 0.6 miles. Yeah, so at that point.
Might as well just walk, you know. We had, I did something like that, and the theater was literally like 2 blocks away, but they gave us Uber money, and I was like,
I appreciate it because like sometimes it rains, sometimes you don't feel safe walking home.
Very true.
But if you have a buddy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I think there was like, we ended up finding out how like to get through the building like far enough. So then all you had to do was literally like walk across the street. So then you weren't really like, you wasn't really 2 blocks.
Yeah.
It like took a little like maneuvering to figure out how to get to where we were going. But like once you figured it out, we were like, oh, this is swell. This is great.
It's fine, especially when like all the covers are like leaving at the same time. We're allowed to leave like before the show is done, just because there are points in the show when like
they're like, we're not gonna put a cover on stage.
You wouldn't have,
like, right?
Like if somebody trips and falls before the orchard scene, they're not gonna put a new Zoe or they're just, on, right?
Yeah. So we're allowed to leave like a little bit early. So most of us are leaving like around the same time, and we'll have a buddy to walk home.
And then last night we were both in the show.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Now, right. There you go. Well, that's lovely. So nice. If you want to see Dear Evan Hansen, I'll put the ticket link somewhere, but I'm sure everyone knows how to find a ticket link.
Let us know when you come too. I love getting like comments on my TikTok where people are like, I'll be there tonight, or like, you were so great this night. I love that.
It brings joy.
I have a family member there or something.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for sitting and chatting with me.
Of course. Thank you for having us.